And today I want us to learn a very, very important thing. It has to do with peace and how to be still in peace. And that is by trusting God. That's right. It's as simple as that. There is a secret in the world. The world, we have the United Nations where we go to learn how to have peace and to be still. We have all kinds of situations that are going on. People are losing their jobs. People are being rounded up, or at least they want to round them up and take them out of the country, take them back to where they supposedly came from. There's a lot of uncertainty. Our children, we've talked about that, who are in jeopardy of their lives in the schools. We need the peace of God. And I believe that is the solution to our problems. God, nothing else. Hey, the train went off the rails when mankind rebelled against God, no longer looked to God. Adam and Eve thought they had a better idea and opened themselves up to the devil and followed him. And the world has been in a mess ever since. But God has called us as Christians to look and to trust to him. Trust God. That's my point today. That's what I want us to remember even tomorrow when you get up and your world is troubled. To trust God is as simple as that. It doesn't take a whole host of people to figure this out. Trust God and enjoy his peace. Trust God and enjoy his peace. If you want peace and you want to enjoy life, simply trust God. It can be more complicated than that. The secret to Christian peace and contentment is not some big Gnostic philosophic idea. God is real. Trust him. That's the secret. Trust God and experience his peace. You know, over in Philippians, the 11th chapter, Philippians 4:11, I want to linger here for a while. I want to marinate, let our brains meditate, as some would say. Paul was in need. And he said, indeed, you have been concerned about me, but you had no opportunity to show it. Verse 11, I'm not saying this because I'm in need. I'm not saying this because I'm hungry, for I have learned. Right, Christians, right, brothers and sisters? We must learn. For I have learned to be confident that whatever the circumstances, we talked about that 2 or 3 weeks ago, about our faith in God is circumstantial. If things are circum, it means around, that everything is going well, all the wheels are turning and rolling like you want them rolling, everything's okay. It's circumstantial peace. That's not peace. Jesus said, now if Jesus had to learn, guess what? We have to learn. It doesn't come natural to trust God. The secret is to trust God. Now, that secret's been rejected by the UN, by Adam and Eve. They thought they had a better idea. God said, this is the way, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God doesn't know what he's talking about. They had a better idea. And all the world went the wrong way. And see, that's why we are saved not by our works, but by faith in Jesus Christ. God knew that the only way we would have salvation is by faith, not by our works, not by the Ten Commandments, and we should keep the Ten Commandments, don't misunderstand me, but that is not the way, the truth, nor the life. But Jesus is. It is in a person. We're to trust God, person, and enjoy his peace. But it is not by us doing this or that that we find success, where we find peace and joy and contentment. It's in a person. That's something that we want to emphasize over and over again. Peace is a person, and only he can do what we need him to do. And there should be our trust, our faith. I'm going to read it again, what Paul wrote in Philippians 4:11. I'd like for you to read this when you go home, later in the night or in the morning, whatever. I have learned. Yep, you got to go back to school. I have learned the secret. The secret is free. The secret is available. It's open to all human beings. The secret is trust God. He is real. And you can experience him in your soul. The old song we used to say, I know my God is real because I could feel him in my soul. We don't go just on feelings. But these feelings direct us to the substance, and the substance is God. He is God yesterday, today, and forever, and he can do anything. So therefore, it's not based upon what you can do, because we've shown from the Garden of Eden on that we can't do it. We need the Lord. We need to trust in him. Let me go on. Quoting Paul, I have learned the secret. This is the big secret, y'all. You ready for it? I have learned. Are you ready to go to school? The secret. There's a secret at that school. Of being content. That means not being divided. Part of your mind's over here, part of your mind's over there. You know, you got your mind on this and mind on that. This contentment, this peace. See, to be, how can I say it, in a state of being where you have no peace is because you're scattered. You know, people used to call it scatterbrain. But we have scatter emotions. We're upset. We're worried about this. We're worried about that. We're worried about the other thing. And we're all in pieces. But the Prince of Peace, the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul said, I've learned that it is whether I have plenty or I don't have enough to be content. That is success in life. If you can be content with much or with less, whether you're up or you're down or you're round and round, see, only God can do that. And that is success in life. I know I'm going on and on. I'm gonna cut this little bit, but I want you to ask yourself the question. Can you do this? Or can God do it? I want us to affirm that God can, and therefore put our faith and put our trust in him. And I want you to listen to this little song. Heard this song a few days ago, and I said, man, that's hitting the nail on the head. And that song is called God Can. God can. Let's play that song. God can. It'll wake you up, make you sit up in your seat. God can.
Can take an empty space.
God can.
of this earth. About 2,000 years ago, he was the closest thing to God I know. He had power, more power than any other man. He could heal the sick with just a touch of his hand. This man could walk on the water,
take water and make wine.
Oh, yes, he could.
Take power of the bread to fish.
Oh, well, well.
And feed thousands. Oh, he had the power of God in his hand.
Song. Can I get an amen on the reality of that song? That God can. He can raise the dead. He can raise us up out of the malaise we may be in, out of our whatever. God can. And we should not limit him. And not only that, we should turn to him no matter what our problem is. God has a solution. We don't, but God can, and only he can. And the secret to contentment is what? The secret to contentment is trusting in God. The secret to eternal life is trusting in God. He is our creator. He is our maker. He is our life. He is the one who comes to live within us. Peace. Peace be still. He is our peace, our only hope. And I want us to listen to another song. It's interesting that you can learn and you can remember more of something that is sung to you than something that you read or even hear. God has given us music, and we take the word of God and we sing his word, and we are filled with his presence because we realize he can. We realize that, like David in Psalm 23, by the still waters. God provides for us even still waters. He's given us eternal life in his Son. He has given us himself, so we don't have to fear no matter what happens. We put our trust where? We put our trust in him. And when we put our trust in him, we have peace, for he is the Prince of Peace. As we now prepare to eat and drink, Father, we thank you for the bread. We thank you that it points us to the body of Christ, who satisfies us. We thank you for the wine that points us to the blood of Christ that cleanses us of all of our sins. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for taking care of us. We neither hunger nor thirst, for by the body and the blood, we are satisfied. We are blessed. And we don't have to fear anybody or anything. Give us that confidence. With Christ living in us, even in the bread and the wine. Thank you, Lord. Give us that confidence. Give us that peace. And we will not fear. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I will not fear. Let's play that song.